It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Stuck in traffic and need to vent? Dial the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
All right, 10:03, Beningo on a Saturday. What's the number again? 888-808-1019, right? Is that not the number? I always forget it is. 888-808-1019 is the phone number. We hit the 1 o'clock. The great Ricky Ricardo will come your way. And speaking of greatness, the return of the one and only Big Zoo, Ed Auzumman, on the other side of the glass. Ed was lucky enough to go to the game Thursday night with the Winters bros, Sean Winters and company, and he was a guest of Sean, and he got to live that experience, which is just off the charts. So
who's better than Sean Winters and the Winters brothers?
You know what? There's not many. And I give Sean tremendous credit because, you know, we went out to his house a couple of weeks ago to do that little spot for NBC, and it is a haul. I mean, he's got a 2.5-hour, 3-hour trip from where he lives all the way out in Suffolk County. And I give him credit for coming out like he does to every game. Great Jet fan. And I'm glad you got to enjoy that experience. Boy, those seats are pretty good, right, Zoo? Not too bad.
Oh, bro,
right?
The seats are great. The tailgate that he puts on with the Winter Brothers truck and everything and the bus that they have, it's phenomenal. I mean, the best experience you could have. And you know what, bro? The best part of it, I got to see one of the greatest catches in NFL history, and our Jets got a win that might turn around this season.
Yeah, well, you know what? And that's where we'll begin. We'll see. I mean, I'm not getting – it was great to win a game. Very happy to see my team win a game after the hideous 5-game losing streak. But it's only one game. Now, I think what excites you if you're a Jet fan, it certainly excites me. And obviously the first half of the game against Houston, they were terrible. I mean, you can't play worse than that. Corley with that brutal, dropping a ball on a 2-yard line instead of going in for a touchdown. That is, you know, when you think about it, here's a kid. Who is this kid, right? He's never scored an NFL touchdown. I don't even think he touched the ball yet in his NFL career.
One touch,
right. And he goes in, and he drops the ball to 2-yard line. What are you doing? I mean, come on. You want to hold on to the ball. It's your first ever NFL touchdown. What the hell are you doing? And I got to tell you, bro, when that happened, I said, we're not winning this game. This is typical Jets. This is the kind of thing the Jets do. How are they going to win? And I think the most impressive thing about Thursday night was how many big mistakes the Jets overcame to win the game. You got that play with Corley. You got that roughing the kicker on Charles. You got that holding penalty on Fasanu, who actually played guard with the injury to the always injured Elijah Vera Tucker. I mean, wake me up when he's playing. He's hurt all the time. They had Fasanu playing guard, which he never did before. And I thought he actually played well outside of that holding penalty, which negated about a 20-yard run by Rodgers, which was actually pretty interesting to see. You had that penalty on that field goal where, Watts? He kicked the center? I don't even know what that – I mean, I don't
Lined
know.
Lined up on the center. You can't hit the long snapper.
Oh, my God, please. There's so many dumb rules in the NFL. But
I mean, that's one, though, that they know as, like, kids. That's a terrible job by him.
Yeah. Well, look, you know what? It worked out. Maybe the karma is changing because with all these things happening, it worked out for the Jets. I mean, even that play, he makes the field goal, Fairburn. So then they take the points off the board after the penalty, and then he misses like a 25, 30-yard field goal that hits the upright.
Beautiful.
So, you know, maybe, right. So maybe the karma is changing a little bit for this team. And look, obviously, the two tremendous catches, the great catch by Garrett Wilson, reminiscent of Odell Beckham 10 years ago. What a catch that was, and to get the shin down and all of that. And really, that gave the Jets the lead. Even the first touchdown catch he had, I don't know how he caught that one. He one-handed it. Looked like the defensive back was right in front of him. He one-handed it, went in for the touchdown. But the combination of Garrett Wilson and Davante Adams at wide receiver, I mean, that's. You look around the league, Zoo. How many teams have that kind of combination of wide receiver? Now, you want to tell me maybe Cincinnati, they got Higgins and Chase. Maybe the Dolphins, they got Tyreek and Waddle.
Tampa, when Godwin and Evans are healthy, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. But I mean,
Nakua and Kupp
right,
out in L.A.
Right, in L.A., right. He's back.
Not many, though, bro, because none of those guys stay healthy.
No, right, not many. And, boy, that is a tremendous – and both of them had big-time games, both of them. Two touchdown catches for Wilson. Devontae caught that touchdown that sealed the win. He caught that pass on fourth down when him and Rodgers had the communication there to hit that fourth down play, which he wound up getting hurt on. He had to leave the game. But came back, thankfully. I'm excited by that. You know, I really am. And, I mean, you throw in, you know, Brees Hall. I'd like to see a little better running game. He wasn't too bad. He ran for about 74 yards in the game. I like to see a little better running game. But you add Brees Hall. You add Conklin into the mix. Unfortunately, now Lazard is on IR. And, you know, he's going to miss three more games before he comes back. You know, Mike Williams is going to have to play now and be a factor as that third receiver. I guess we'll see more of Corley if he can actually, you know, keep his head on straight. But I'm excited by the fact that this offense has a chance to be really, really good. And let's be honest about this with the quarterback, okay? Look, Rodgers is not the guy he was, you know, three, four, five years ago in Green Bay. I mean, he's not that guy anymore. We know that. But he's still pretty good. I mean, it's still the best quarterback play that we've seen with the Jets since Fitzpatrick had that career year 9 years ago, the last time we had a winning season. I mean, the guy's thrown 15 touchdown passes. I mean, I don't think Zach Wilson threw 15 touchdown passes the entire time he was the Jet quarterback, you know? So, you know, you still got good quarterback play with Rodgers. Obviously, he's got to stay healthy. And I got to tell you, I like the offensive line. Simpson didn't play. Vera Tucker didn't play. They basically went with four tackles. And I thought the pass protection was pretty good in this game. Now, the thing that worries me, first of all, I'm still worried about the kicking game. This guy, what's his name? Patterson? Was that his name? The kicker? I think it's
Riley
Patterson. Right.
The great.
Right. Well, he made all three of his extra points. Now, the first one was kind of shaky. It actually hit the upright and went through. But maybe he needed that one because the last two were clean. But he didn't attempt any field goals or anything like that. But what really got me, the run defense, as good as the defense played, look, they sacked Stroud eight times. You know, McDonald looked good. Reddick looked good. You know, Michael Clemens even had a couple sacks in this game. You know, so they did a good job putting pressure on Stroud. But still, the running game, the defense against the run is not very good. They had that 98-yard touchdown drive, which basically was Joe Mixon just killing him running the ball. And the other thing that worried me a little bit was how Stroud was able to get a lot of yards running the football. I think he had almost 60 yards rushing. And he's a guy that really doesn't run. Now, they weren't paying attention to him. Now, this week or next week when they play Kyler Murray in Arizona, you better have somebody spying on him because he'll kill you running the football. So that's the one area that I'm concerned about with the defense. And look, it would be nice if Sauce Gardner played better because he has not played well. He had that missed tackle on Schultz, the tight end, when he tried to, you know, arm tackle him, shoulder tackle him, and Schultz basically ran over him for about another 9 yards or so. But look, the bottom line is this. You're a Jet fan. You got to be happy they won the game. And just, you know, leave it for what it is. It's a win. You know, they're 3-6. They still have a breath, if you will. I know during the broadcast on Prime on Amazon on Thursday night, Kirk Herbstreit made the comment that two and I didn't realize this, two teams last year that were 3-6 actually made the playoffs. I think Cleveland was one. I'm not sure who the other one was. But you had two 3-6 teams actually make. It might have been the Rams. You had two 3-6 teams actually make the playoffs last year. You know, so it's not unheard of. The schedule's not prohibitive. But the bottom line is, you know, you look at these teams, you know, they're not playing a lot of great teams. Well, right now the Jets aren't a great team either, you know. Your teams that are playing the Jets are looking at them like, oh, yeah, we got the Jets coming up. So, you know, we enjoy the win. You know, we got 10 days till we play again. But don't make too much more of it than it is. Let's see them go now and win the next game. To me, it's one at a time. If they can win these next two and get to 5-6 at the bye, then you could start to say, hey, you know, maybe we got something going here. But, you know, right now all it was a win. But you are, you know, it does excite you when you see the potential when you got a guy like Rodgers throwing the ball to guys like Davante Adams and Garrett Wilson. I mean, you know, that's got to be something that makes you feel pretty good if you're a Jet fan.
Joe.
Yeah.
The thing here for me is that I feel like in a couple of weeks, we're going to be looking back at Aaron Rodgers telling Morstead and getting a bunch of people on this cayenne pepper kick as being almost like the OMG moment for this Jets team that the Mets had this year.
So I should go out, right? I've heard about this now. Maybe what we should do, what is that stuff he does when he's
in the hole? It's just cayenne pepper right into water.
No. But what's the stuff he does when he's in the hole? What do you call that again?
Ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca. So maybe what we need to do as Jet fans, we got to go into like a dark room for like I don't know, maybe not for a couple of days, but, you know, go into a dark room.
A few hours.
Right. Get a little ayahuasca. Okay, I don't know where you get it. Maybe you can get it, you know, the pot's legal now in New Jersey. Maybe you could buy it there. I don't know. Get the ayahuasca, right? And then, you know, get the cayenne pepper and water, and let's go. Right, Sue?
Hey, it's off to the race.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's how I'm looking at this.
Maybe they'll start selling cayenne pepper at the concession stands at MetLife.
Instead of Aquafina water, it's Aquafina with a little cayenne added.
A little cayenne. So, you know, maybe what I need to do is, maybe that'll help my golf game. What do you think? So,
hey, you know what? Listen, Morstead hit, a 75-yard punt the other day?
Of course they went 98 yards for the touchdown right after that.
Yeah, you know.
Morstead's tremendous.
Leave that part out.
Morstead's outstanding.
And everybody calling him out. Belichick last week talking about, he just kicks it down the middle of the field. The guy's one of the best punters in the league.
Yeah, Belichick just hates the Jets. You know, Belichick, you know, I can make a comparison, but I'm not going to do it. But Belichick, right, he hates the Jets so much that he's not going to say anything good about him, let's be honest. So, you know, you can take that with a grain of salt. But like I said, I don't want to get crazy, but, I mean, it is exciting to see Rodgers throwing the ball to Adams and Wilson, and we'll see how it plays out going forward. But don't get crazy. It's only one win. Enjoy it. Enjoy it for the next 10 days that we don't have to play again for another 10 days. Now, you got the Giants playing against this Washington Commander team coming up Sunday that has really shocked everybody. I mean, they're 6-2. Daniels have been outstanding. How about the way they won the game last week against the Bears, though? That last play of the game, he throws it up into for a Hail Mary, and the ball gets batted to the guy right in the end zone for basically landed in his hands for a gift touchdown that won the game. Now, the last time the Giants played him, that was the game where I think it was week 2. That's the game where the Giants gave up no touchdowns, and the kicker for Washington hit like 7 field goals and beat them 21-18. So we'll see what happens coming up this week. I guess Neighbors is playing. This kid Tracy's playing as well, who's run the ball well for them. And we'll see what the Giants do this week. 2-5, kind of in the same boat that the Jets are in right now. We'll see if they can get a win against Washington.
Hey, and look, bro, they go to Germany next week, taking on the Panthers. They got a shot if they can get this one.
Right, right. Yeah? No, yeah, the Panthers stink. They're probably the worst team in the league. So,
and you're taking them on over in Deutschland? You get that done.
Oh, man, what's better? What's better than the NFL in Germany, bro? Oh, my God.
Hey, why not? You know what? Let's get a game in Finland soon.
Yeah, well, I can name a few other places. Maybe that game in Beijing is coming one of these days, but we don't want to go there. But anyway, yeah. So we'll see what the Giants do this week against Washington. Now, before we go to the calls, obviously this is going to be a very, very big offseason with free agency in baseball, and it's going to be fascinating to see the Juan Soto sweepstakes. And you heard Juan Soto after the World Series ended the other night, basically, you know, and he said this all year. He has not come out and said anything about coming back to the Yankees. He basically said, you know, there's 31 other teams out there that, you know, I have to at least talk to and give a chance to. And obviously, you know, Scott Boras is his agent. But here's the bottom line as a Met fan. Uncle Stevie, and I guess the Mets have already kind of inquired about Soto. And the Yankees have 4 days to sign him before he becomes a legitimate free agent and everybody else can go after him. Is that what it is, Zoo?
Yeah, so the new year for the MLB season begins 5 days after the World Series concludes.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, as long as they can work something out, which won't happen, I mean, they will do it, but he's going to be a free agent in, I think, 2 days now.
Yeah, and I think he's going to stay in New York one way or the other. I mean, you ask me. Look, if you ask me right now, as much as I want him with the Mets, I think he's going to stay with the Yankees. Now, with that said, Uncle Stevie cannot be outbid for this guy. Uncle Stevie, Steve Cohen, has got to give the biggest offer of anybody to Juan Soto. And if Soto turns it down and he says he wants to stay with the Yankees or he wants to go somewhere else, God forbid he goes to the Dodgers, by the way. You know, there should be, let's be honest about this, okay, bro? Shouldn't there be some kind of a rule that there's only so many big-time superstars you're allowed to sign if you're a major league team?
Some would say a salary cap.
Well, there should be a salary cap, but I know they have the luxury tax, but
nobody cares about that.
Of course there should be a hard salary cap in baseball, but you're never going to see it. You know, the players' union would never allow that to happen.
Oh, and they shouldn't, as they shouldn't.
You don't think so?
I mean, the players' union themselves,
No, but there should be a salary.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, every other sport has it. Every other sport has at least some degree of parity.
Right. And the NBA has a soft cap and all of that. You know, you could go over the cap to pay your own players, however that works.
But even there, for the most part, you're getting parity, you know?
Right, yeah. Of course.
NFL does it the best, I think, where they require teams to sign at least a certain amount of guys for a certain amount of money. That's the way to do it. And I mean, baseball, this is a really deep hole to go into, but they have too many owners that aren't willing to really go out or don't have the means to go out and actually pay these guys. And it leaves them for the same teams to go after every year. And then we wonder why there aren't any teams like the Royals going to the World Series or the Guardians or the Twins or any of these teams in any of these, you know, divisions that aren't at the top. They always sit at the bottom because they don't have owners that can afford to be owners in MLB and compete with the Guggenheim, Steve Cohen, and the Yankees. They just don't, and that is a problem. And if they don't have a cap, that's a serious problem, and it's going to only get worse, bro. And it's honestly, I was sitting there, and I'm saying to myself, are we going to reflect on this Dodgers group with the Guggenheims, with Magic Johnson, as the group that killed MLB and the real love of this? Because they, if they go on a real run, they got Otani, they got Freeman, they got Betts, they got amount of money to sign whoever else they want.
Well,
it's going to be bad.
Well, let's hope they don't get Soto, because that would be a disaster if the Dodgers wound up getting Soto. But I think he's going to stay in New York. I do. I think he's going to be either a Met or a Yankee. That's my feeling. And like I said, I don't want to see anybody outbid Steve Cohen for him. Now, I still want to see Pete come back, and of course, and maybe because Pete had a little bit of an offseason, Alonzo. Maybe the price goes down a little bit. He still has Boras as his agent, as we know. But, you know, look, I've said this before. I'll say it again. I think I speak for most Met fans. I think you probably agree with this, Zoo. if Uncle Stevie signs Soto, we can, even though it hurts, we can live with Pete leaving. You agree with that or not?
I can live with it, but they have to find a viable replacement at first base because Vientos is not going to be ready to be a first baseman off the crack of this season, or at least off the start of it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, look, I mean, I want to see Vientos at third. I want to see, Pete at first, and I want to see Soto in the outfield. That's what I want.
That's how they need to get it done. And then bring in a couple of pitchers, re-sign Manaea.
Right,
this team can go on a run way deeper than they did this year.
Well, way deeper would be the World Series. So
I don't hold back.
No, I know you don't. That's what makes you great, bro. You know, that's what makes you great. But we'll see. It's going to be a very, very interesting offseason. And obviously the Juan Soto situation is going to lead the way.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.